And now the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. Working musicians is kind of the thing in the show today. Jesse Veeder is a writer and rancher. Clay Schaefer is a cowboy. Chris Lambert produces an independent documentary podcast series called In Your Own Backyard. All you true crime lovers out there, check that thing out. Also, photographer, jazz instructor, and New York City streetwalking tour guide, Christian Montos. I'm Tom Brusso. It's good to have you here today. We're going to hop right to it today and begin with singer-songwriter Roseanne Baker Thornley. Her new single is subtle and catchy and bittersweet. It's about a daughter's future, and a mother's dreams. It's called Her Mother's Eyes.
It's the morning of the day. Her life is gonna change, and it's quiet. She is in her hotel room. All the girls will be here soon, but not arrived yet. All the pieces of this dream, all the months imagining, and here she is. A bit of old, a bit of blue, a bit of borrowed, a bit of new, just like she's planned it. Years of braids and ponytails, pink lemonade and fairy tales. And today she is a bride, and she's 6 years old inside her mother's eyes. They sit together on the bed, a picture perfect wedding dress waits in the corner. A mother-daughter side by side. They don't speak so they don't cry. The day moves forward. Bit of lipstick, bit of blush, a bit of champagne, all because here she is. Standing in her wedding day, with her beautiful bouquet, just like she's planned it. She's years of braids and ponytails, pink lemonade and fairy tales. And today she is a bride, and she's 6 years old inside her mother's eyes. She thinks about all that they've had. She knows lows and forwards, not back. And she smiles 'cause she knows what they'll have. The years, the braids, the ponytails, pink lemonade, and fairy tales. She is a bride, and she's 6 years old inside her mother's eyes. And today she is the bride, she's the passion, she's the pride, and she's the light in her mother's eyes.
Hi, I'm Roseanne Baker Thornley, singer, songwriter, producer, based in Toronto, Canada. I've been writing for a lifetime and recall that at 8 years of age, I didn't aspire to be a singer or songwriter. I quite fully felt that's what I was already. It's been a lifelong journey of words, words which I came by very honestly with my father, who was quite the book lover, book collector, bookseller, and who amassed his own private library of over 20,000 books. So it's in my blood. Singing for me was purely driven by the passion it instilled in me and by singing with my dad playing recorder and in the choirs I joined, the joy of singing harmony and the power of all the voices together. Playing guitar came out of playing violin at age 11, and when sent to my room to practice, turning it sideways and strumming it, all of which fueled various renditions of This Music Life I Live, and the many years of touring with my rock band, to leaving the road to record, to stepping out of the business to have a family, to then stepping back in as a songwriter working with other artists, to once again stepping into my own artist light to record another album. In my heart, I am foremost a writer. It's my go-to. I'm very connected to how I feel, and I write what I feel, and from what I see in the moments around me. A song is as much visceral and visual as it is audio to me. There's something very sensory in all of it. I was thinking about this the other day and had explained that I'm kind of full up to the inside of my skin with feelings. My inspiration is so much bigger than me. And from what I hear, that comes out in my songs in a, it's like reading a letter you weren't meant to find, kind of way. Writing songs is cathartic and is very often the only way I can figure out how I feel. Her Mother's Eyes is from my current album, Sorry I'm Late, and is a song that was stirred in me when I was looking at the photos I took the morning of my daughter's wedding. It's a song that captures what was in one particular photo, an overwhelming feeling that I couldn't pull away from. For what was a ridiculous amount of time, I sat there looking at that photo filled with such intense emotion as I looked at my daughter and saw both the little girl of mine and the lovely woman she'd become. I'll never forget how that felt and how I knew in those moments that I had to capture what was inside of me. It's that kind of depth of feeling that propels me to write. And the next is an acoustic version of my song, Here We Are. Again, a song that when observing a relationship between two people that had gone off the tracks and become so bitter that it made me question, how is it that the love between two people, a love that was once so pure and sacred, that die on the hill for you love, can turn into such a cold and hated space where people so fully turn off their hearts? Again, a song driven by emotion. Here We Are is not released at the moment. But in my very full and amazing co-writing life working with other artists, I work with a great guy out of LA, Rob Torres. Rob is a singer, songwriter, producer, guitarist, and frontman for the LA band Robbery Inc. We've co-written quite a few songs for Rob and Robbery Inc., which he has produced and released. I love Rob's voice, and I love Rob's vibe. And so I asked if he might be interested in producing Here We Are for me, and if he'd be interested in doing it as a duet. Well, he agreed to it all, and apparently this was a first duet for him. I'm really excited for this song to be released later this fall, so keep your ears and eyes open for that. Thank you to the Great American Folk Show for inviting me to share a few songs and to talk a bit about my world. It's truly been my pleasure. Cheers.
Together, talking like we had forever, and every drop of time was never ending wine, and I was yours. Every precious moment we just kept on holding, every single sip lingered on our lips. Here we are, no one's dancing. To your perfect, no questions asked, you're worth it. Falling on the sword to never needing more, 'cause I was yours. Never could imagine we'd end up so damaged. No need to say goodbye, 'cause there's nothing left inside. two hearts be replaced with emptiness and bitterness, and I wish I'd never known you hate. How does that kind of love lose its way? And here we are, and we're not dancing. Here we are, burning and crashing. We're lost in the ashes. Here we are, and no one's dancing. Here we are, burning and crashing. We're lost in the ashes. We're lost in the ashes.
You're listening to The Great American Folk Show. Just heard a live session from Roseanne Baker Thornley. Well, my summer in Medora is wrapping up. God, it went by so quickly. Just a snap of a finger ago, it was June, and here we are. It's the end of August, and I hate to see the summer go. I'm going to take all of the unique musical experiences that I learned in Medora at the Wagon Stage downtown, my fifth summer being here, and I'm going to tuck them away right here. I'm pointing to my heart right now, in case you didn't know. We had Lyle Lovett's right-hand man, his fiddler, Luke Bulla, was on the show. The award-winning double fiddle, Attack of the Western Flyers. My gosh, they were outstanding. Of course, they joined us last year. And a couple of years before that, we had this harpist, Laura Larson, who just set the Badlands at ease with her beautiful harp playing. I'm just naming a few people who have graced the Wagon Stage. Their artistry in that beautiful Badlands backdrop is something you just should experience for yourself. And I must say, the program at the Wagon Stage has been eclectic. But getting you closer to that experience, I want to share with you two of the Peace Garden State's own local greats, Jesse Veeder and Clay Schaefer. Now, Jesse is one of North Dakota's most important songwriters, without a doubt. She's from Watford City. She documents ranch life and the energy driven of her surrounding Western North Dakota community. Clay Schaefer, on the other hand, he's a cowboy from Amadon, which is south of Medora, just a few miles. His influences are Stevie Ray Vaughan and the Beatles and Willie Nelson. I think you're going to detect that when you hear them in just a moment. So here's what I'm going to do. I recorded both of their sessions live right downtown at the Wagon Stage, and I thought I'm just playing back to back for you. Jesse's going to start it off, and then Clay will follow with his band, Sawdust. I think you're really going to enjoy this.
I'm going to play a song that I wrote during one of the biggest blizzards I've ever seen in my lifetime. And then I think if you ask Dad, maybe one of the biggest blizzards he's ever seen. It was kind of after a major drought season. And of course, right at the beginning of our calving season. And we woke up to just feet upon feet upon feet of blowing and drifting snow. And at one point we had six calves, not in the barn, but six baby calves in our entryway of my house. Just as Martha Stewart herself intended for farmhouses. They don't put that in Better Homes and Gardens, like actual livestock in your house. That's what we do here. But I have two little daughters, and they were maybe like 4 and 6 at the time, and there's nothing more exciting than having baby calves to bottle feed all through the spring and into the fall, and that's what we did. And my dad and my husband, during that, we had 2 days of, actually more than that, we had a week and then another of bad weather, and then another big blizzard that came in too, and it just slammed us. But it filled the dams and it made the grass green, and there was a lot of hope in that blizzard, even though there was a lot of fear that came along with it as well. And if that isn't ranching, I don't know what is. There's not a lot that you can control, but you can work hard and you can do your best, and you can meet with your two tractors halfway and bring those baby calves into the entryway. And Dad had taken a picture from the cab of his tractor of cows pushing snow kind of up to their necks, and I shared it online, and it sort of went viral. And so pretty soon some of national news was calling us and wanting us to talk about how bad it was. And So I called my neighbors to see if anyone wanted to be on the news, and no one answered. And so I told my husband he better comb his hair because he's going to be talking to the news. And I heard him answer the question, what do you think? How bad is it? Well, how are you going to make it? And we were worried about not being able to keep cattle through the spring because of the drought. And he said, you know, in this industry, you don't choose your blessings. You just take them when they come. And so I thought, well, what a thing to say. And maybe there's something in a song, something I can make into a song there. But also I got a little heat for saying that maybe the drought would be broken because ranchers are very superstitious, including this guy right here. So you'll hear a lot of superstition in this song. My dad has never bought a rain gauge and never had a rain gauge in his entire life because he thinks if he buys one, he will. It will never rain again, so you can thank him for the weather that we're having because he just calls his neighbors down the road, me being one of them, and asks how much rain we got. So he has a similar superstition about the Vikings football team, but we can talk about that later. This is Baby Blue. When the creek dries up and the sun sets hard and it hasn't rained since last September. When the spring rolls in on the back of the wind instead of snow, we have fire in December. Oh, my baby blue, just turn off the news. I've had my share of disappointments for one day. If you need me now, I'll be out checking cows and calculating pests today. Well, I heard him say when he was our age, he loaded it all back up in the trailer. As his daddy was dying like a dream before his eyes, no, not even a son can be a savior. Oh, my baby blue, have you heard the news? Without the rain, this could be over. If you need me tonight, I'll be praying by moonlight and throwing salt over my shoulder. Oh, my father's place and his father's place and his father's place that came before him. How he ended up here is blood, sweat, and years of throwing pennies at the dead of all of our sins. Oh, oh, oh. Gratitude and fear, how the April storms came to pack the snow in. Get the tractors out, all this could end the drought, just don't say it too loud. We could be dreaming. Oh, my baby blue, the news is calling you. They wanna know if you think the cares will make it. You say, listen close, we have held out hope. You can't choose your blessings, you just take them.
Thank you.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. It's the Great American Folk Show. Thank you for listening today. I'm Tom Brusso. We're going to continue with Great Voices with independent singer-songwriter Chris Lambert. You're going to dig his lyrical rhythm, his sparse production, and the feeling he puts into it.
Hi, I'm Chris Lambert. I'm from a little town called Orchid in northern Santa Barbara County on what we call the central coast of California. I've lived here my whole life, but my dad grew up in a very small town in southeast Louisiana and ended up in California by accident when his car broke down. He got married and had two kids, and then I think he sort of felt trapped here. My brother and I had an interesting relationship with Louisiana growing up. We spent every summer there with my dad's family fishing and crabbing and eating incredible food and struggling to understand Cajun accents. My dad and I were pretty close growing up, but as soon as my brother and I were legal adults, he moved back home to Louisiana, and ever since we've had this sort of strange, long-distance, out-of-sight, out-of-mind kind of relationship. I put out my 12th studio album last fall, and that was the final part of a trilogy of reflective albums I wrote about my past, present, and future. So it felt like whatever came next, I needed to shift my focus outward away from myself for a while. This past May, after a road trip to visit my dad, I started writing these new songs about my relationship with Louisiana, the things I love and hate about it, and before I knew it, I had a whole album about that. I'm getting married later this year, and I finally sort of reconnected with my dad over that. So I've been asking him a lot of questions about his life and his childhood and really getting to know him in a way that I never did before. This song is about coming to terms with the way we grew apart over the last 17 years and trying to just establish this new phase of our relationship, whatever that looks like. It's called That's Why I'm Here.
Hard to believe that we're so far away, but you always said you'd move back there someday. 22 years, almost half of your life, ain't gonna stay if you ain't got a wife.
All right.
Had a plan back in late 86, till you had some car trouble you couldn't fix. You settled down, found a job on the coast. Life gave you a lemon, but you made the most. But how do you leave? How does it feel to try to pretend like all that wasn't real? That you went to that park and you said hello to a California girl such a long time ago. And that's why I'm here. Tough like a rock. No, you wouldn't visit and you couldn't talk. Yeah, you'd call on Christmas that first year or two. Then you up and vanished. Did we vanish too? And how do you leave? How does it feel to
could try to pretend like all that wasn't real. Well, I packed up the car and drove it straight through from the California coast to the deep south and you. And that's why I'm here. All right. Chasing a ghost. Life gave you a lemon, but you made the most. Plaquemines Parish is a song I wrote about, I guess, an amalgam of a few of my uncles and cousins in Louisiana. My grandma just died last year. We all called her Mama Dolly. And one of her favorite things to do was gossip. We'd get to her house, and within a few minutes, she'd start telling us about who'd gotten pregnant and who wasn't paying their child support, or who had fallen off of a boat and drowned. I kind of forgot that I'd collected all of this information over the years until I started writing, and then all these memories and details started pouring out. My friend Anton Kellner and I got together and started arranging this new album at my home studio last month, and this is the first one we finished. Got a floorboard of empties, a couple hundred in late fees. He's gotta drop his daughter in Plaquemine Parish, gonna fill his tank on the way. He's an adrenaline junkie, he likes him gentle and chunky. He drove from Alabama to Louisiana, shaking dog treats to catch him astray. Everybody attacks him, lives in his mama's back room. He's got another baby in Lafayette Parish, but the court order keeps him away. He spikes his coffee with whiskey, he pays his truck note in 50s. He swam from Grand Island in the middle of the night while all his ex-wives were sitting away. They could take all his children away. It won't be enough to scare him straight. Driving drunk on the river road at 3:30. If he could set all the feelings aside, would that be enough to keep him alive? Driving drunk on the Sunshine Bridge up the 70 at 3:30. Likes a lip of tobacco and driving fast on his bass boat. He's out on Blind River on Thursday nights using Red Man and Spit as a bait. He thinks he's pulling a fast one. He says this new one's the last one. He's out at Deduce where the winners don't lose, with a pole trying to reel in his fate. They could take all his children away. It won't be enough to scare him straight. Driving drunk on the river road at 3:30. If he could set all the feelings aside, would that be enough to keep him alive? Driving drunk on the Sunshine Bridge of the 70 at 3:30. Thank you.
He's got a floorboard of empties, a couple hundred in late fees. He's gotta drop his daughter in Plaquemine. Parish gonna fill his tank on the way. They could take all his children away. It won't be enough to scare him straight. Driving drunk on the river road at 3:30. If he could spell P-W-Y, would that be enough to keep him alive? Driving drunk on the Sunshine Bridge at 70.
Okay, y'all, here we go.
At 3:30. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh,
my fill. I say I'm gonna leave, but I know I never will. A voice within me stirs, go and find your place. Something greater keeps me here to this time and space. Back of the room again, and watch, the events will be the same. She won't have long, she won't give her name. I tell you it's pure torment what she's doing to me. If I didn't at the swap meet, I was there at 10 and I left at 1 with a heavy metal bullhorn and a burn from the sun. I'm calling out to the universe from Adams Avenue, saying if you want me, I will be right here waiting for you. Saying if you want me, I will be right here waiting for you.
I lived in San Diego, California in 2001, and I bounced around from this neighborhood to that neighborhood. I probably lived in 7 different apartments, and gosh, just thinking about it now, no matter where I was in that town, I always seemed to be underneath the flight path of Lindbergh Airport. I'd see these planes come in to land, and then I'd see them take right back off again. It seemed like they were doing that 24 hours a day. Speaking of taking off, the music scene was also taking off. It was super eclectic. Java Joe's nurtured what was happening with acoustic pop back in those days. Acts like Jewel and Jason Mraz came out of Java Joe's. And there are other places like Winston's by the Beach. And they sort of catered to the reggae, kind of like Deadhead cover band place. Love Winston's. And then they had these exclusive, cool, like shiny, but very small clubs like the Casbah, who graduated its own class of rock in their history of being around. Like Rocket from the Crypt came out of there, and Eddie Vedder's Bad Radio. And then there's this great band called Pinback, is my favorite. I remember the day that I heard the song Penelope. Love that song. If you wanted to snag a gig at one of these famed clubs in San Diego, California, well, then you had better first hit the open mic circuit and make sure that you were totally prepared for it. And I was prepared and determined. I played each and every single open mic that San Diego had to offer, like 7 days a week. But the most famous open mic of all time was this place called Java Joe's. I mean, they even had a host of their open mic. It was a guy. The guy's name was Wendy. And Wendy even had his own open mic night theme song. And I bet you $10 I'm going to be able to play it for you right now. Well, thanks for coming out to Java Joe's tonight. Supporting local music at Wendy's open mic night. Thanks for coming out to Java Joe's tonight. Well, I hope you have a good time tonight. At Java Joe's, you showed up early when it was your turn and you only had two songs, that's it. But if you were clever, you could draw out those two songs and really make your minutes last. The place would always be absolutely packed to the gills. It was hot with nerves and excitement, and everyone clapped for you. That's how supportive that community was in San Diego. No matter if you died on the stage or you killed it on the stage, you still got all the claps. Sometimes there'd even be industry people in the audience and seasoned supportive musicians like Steve Poltz and Jeff Berkley and Jim Croce's son, AJ Croce, and Gregory Page. Here's the first song that I recorded when I was living in San Diego, not long after I arrived and played Java Joe's. Wendy, the guy who ran the open mic, told me that if I were to befriend anyone in the entire city of San Diego, it had better be Gregory Page, because he was someone who liked to help emerging artists find their sound. And I did. I became good friends with Gregory Page. We recorded this song and a few albums to follow in his very small apartment in Kensington. To me, this recording captured all the dreams that I could have ever had at that time. And also, a little of that early 2000s San Diego atmosphere got stuck to the tape. We'll be right back. If you're just tuning in, this is the Great American Folk Show, and my name is Tom Brusseau. You heard an old recording of mine that I recorded in San Diego, California, a little song called The Portrait of George Washington. You also heard me talking about the open mic circuit, and it was at one of these open mics a quarter of a century ago that I met our next guest, Christian Motos, and ever since, man, his music has just stayed with me. Christian's stage name was The Flower Thief. So I always thought that was pretty cool, and it still is for that matter, though nowadays he doesn't perform in San Diego, he's in New York City. I remember he was a quieter performer. He was contemplative and mysterious. He was a poet. I would slink back in my chair when Christian would step on the stage and just close my eyes and listen to this guy sing. I encourage you all right now to do the same as he joins us with a live session.
At your last, your billowing tracks exposed, nestled in the hills.
golden smog. Andrew laughs, riding into the sun. What a palm tree's bow to the golden ones. Andrew laughs, follow at the traffic blows. I see the less I know. From alleyways and undergrowth, reality and dreams so low. Andrew less, it's more or less apropos for the young and seas to overflow. Andrew Less.
My name is Christian Motos, also known as the Flower Thief. I'm a singer-songwriter based in New York City, and it's a pleasure to be here. I also have an old song I decided to bring out just for your host, called Teeny Bopper Baby. I hope you like it. Cheers.
Every day she waits impatiently to the sound from a radio, endlessly turn up loud, bouncing back and forth the posters that holds up her room. Sense of madness taking over her pretty soon. In a drawer you can find the latest teen fanzines, latest gossip on the telly, do you know what I mean? There's a passion such as fashion camaraderie, the profanity of a celebrity trapped in a fan. Oh, she can't understand, she is more than a fan. Teeny bopper baby, with her arms up to the clouds, and she screams so loud, though it's not a sin to be part of a scene. Oh, you try to give in like a teeny bopper baby, with her arms up to the clouds, and she screams so loud. About it, I tell you, there's a teeny bop in everyone like me and you. There is more to drinking, smoking, sex, sniffing glue, to name but a few. It doesn't matter, a trapped in a fan. Oh, she can't understand, she is more than a fan. Teeny bopper baby, with her arms up to the clouds, and
and she screams so loud, though it's not a sin to be part of a scene. Oh, you try to give in like a teeny bopper baby with her arms up to the clouds, and she screams so loud. Sex and sniffing glue. Trapped in a vat, oh, she can't understand. She is more than a fat teeny bopper baby here with her arms up to the clouds. And she screams so loud, though it's not a sin to be part of a scene. Oh, you try to give in like a teeny bopper baby here with her arms up to the clouds, and she screams so loud. Yeah, she screams so loud. Yeah, she screams so loud. Yeah, she screams so loud.
That's our show for today. We'd like to thank you for listening and also thank our guests, Roseanne Baker Thornley, Jesse Veeder, and Clay Schaefer and his great band called Sawdust, Chris Lambert, and I took you down memory lane a little bit and talked about San Diego and where I met our final guest who's on the show today, Christian Motos. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is our talent producer. Eric Dethridge is producer and editor of this program. Elizabeth Brousseau helps out with the digital realm. And Anne Alquist is our director. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrest Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. I'm Tom Brousseau. May the sun always shine on your shoulders and stay out of your eyes until we meet again.